Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
Welcome in. It is hour number 3 as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here. That's me, Charlie Usen, other side of the glass. That is him right over there. Joining us now, our guy from Sirius XM, WRN, as well. He is Mike Clemens, our former Green and Gold insider here on The Fan. Last talked to him at the NFL draft. He joined us at Buffalo Wild Wings. Mike, you can follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. Mike, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You bet, pal. We just got out of practice, and then we talked to the players and to Matt LaFleur this afternoon.
Okay, so first things first, let's just, before we get to the OTAs, because we haven't talked since we talked that day going into the draft that Thursday, what were your overall thoughts on how that all played out in Green Bay for the draft?
Nice microphone drop moment for Mark Murphy, right?
No doubt.
150,000 yes. People out there. Here comes the receiver. I mean, you couldn't script it better. And then, you know, Anthony Belton from NC State, big kid, really nice kid, needs to lose about 10, 15 pounds or so. I don't know if, you know, will it be interested to see if, it's not like he's the next Josh Sitton or TJ Lang, you know, like he's, you know, ornery and going to win a starting battle. I think he's they're adding him for depth and a lot to work then. And then Savion Williams has had this red jersey on, the wide receiver they took in the third round. So something happened to him, and they want to protect him, keep him from getting a hit. And he was out there again today. So he's limited in terms of what he can do. Barry and Sorrell, you know, he's down there working with the twos and threes, and most of us today wanted to still see what are they doing with the offense, on the offensive line, and some of the things they're doing with the defense. So down at the end of the field, they've got the twos and threes, and, you know, they've got anywhere from many of the rookies to Mecole Hardman, you know, a veteran receiver who you basically brought in as a returner. He's down there working the twos and threes because he's still learning. And then up by LaFleur are the ones, and these are guys that, you know, if you had to play a game Sunday, these are the guys that you're playing.
So let me ask you this. We started talking about these OTAs. God knows you've covered a ton of them at this point. How much could you really truly make out on a player, especially like a Matthew Golden? Because, again, I mean, it's not like you have pads on and you're looking for a safety to get drilled as you're running across the middle or anything like this. What can you really take away from this when you're watching a guy like Golden, the Packers' first-round pick?
You can't pull much from offensive or defensive linemen and their performance. You can't really pull much from running backs and their ability to break blocks. But that chart, yeah. Because if Elton Jenkins is not here and going to hold out until the start of training camp, well, then who's going to be the center? Who do you think is the backup center? And it's not Jacob Monk, the guy that they drafted last year, second-year man. They've been putting in Sean Ryan. They move him in from right guard over the ball on center. So the first-team offensive line again today for the second week in a row is Rashid Walker at left tackle, Aaron Banks, the $77 million man from the 49ers, and then Ryan over the ball at center, and then your second-year man, Jordan Morgan at right guard, and Zach Tom holding down right tackle. And I was looking to see if maybe they would do something like maybe try Zach Tom over the center. No, he's holding steady at right tackle. And he's here again, although I think some of the beat reporters are wondering, you know, this guy's getting into the last year of his contract, and if there's going to be some paychecks handed out, maybe you need to re-sign this guy now. But right now, you know, as LaFleur said, I know it's voluntary, but he's here, he's working hard, that's all I'm looking for. So then they go to a second team line, and they take out Rashid Walker, and they want to see what Jacob Morgan looks like at left tackle. Oh, so they slip him in there. Aaron Banks playing left guard. Then they put in that Jacob Monk, the second-year guy, over center. Sean Ryan slides back over to right guard, and it's Zach Tom at right tackle. So we're watching depth chart stuff like that on offense.
This whole thing in the offseason, oh, Jordan Morgan's going to battle Rashid Walker at left tackle. Get out of here. Like, it just makes too much sense for him to be the starting right guard. And we were talking about this earlier as far as Elton Jenkins goes. Not that they would possibly trade him, but, I mean, if you start talking about Elton Jenkins versus Jair Alexander, who gets you back the bigger return at this point? I think Elton Jenkins gets you back the bigger return. Maybe you get a day two pick for an Elton Jenkins, and if you think Sean Ryan can handle that job and Jordan Morgan's okay at right guard, maybe that makes a lot of sense. I mean, if he plays this year as age 30 year and they cut him, they save $20 million on the cap going into next year if they were to release him after this upcoming season. So if the plan all along was we didn't plan on signing him to an extension anyhow because we're going to spend our money on Zach Tom on the offensive line, then why not just move him?
That's a good point. You know, and it may come to that. You know, when you just talked about that scenario, you know what it reminded me of? Remember Mike Daniels getting cut the first day of training camp?
Yes.
Remember?
Yep.
I mean, you know, sometimes you might just say, well, okay, fine, then we'll move on. Except, I know that, you know, we're in there in Philadelphia, and we're covering that game against the Eagles, and when that linebacker from the Eagles drilled Elton Jenkins in the shoulder so his arm went completely dead.
Right.
And they had to take him out. They had nobody to back him up at left guard. So they'd gone through the whole season with a starting five that amazingly stayed healthy. They had no depth past that. And Morgan was out on IR for the rest of the year with the shoulder surgery. And that's when Goody realized, okay, we have no depth. And he had drafted in the second round pick to get a guard. And he spent $77 million over 4 years on a 49er.
On a guard, right, another guard. Crazy. Back in the day, Wall and Rivera get let go because, we can find a guard anywhere. It's not a big deal. And now you're seeing it is a big deal in today's NFL. Talking with Mike Clemens.
Will Whitaker, do you remember?
Yes. Yes, indeed, yes.
Michigan State, oh my God.
Horrible. Mike Clemens joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you on the fan. All right, let's talk a little bit about something Kenny Clark said today, which is apparently he played all year hurt.
So I've been talking about this because Jay Glazer from Fox, you know, he's been famous building up his relationships as the national reporter for Fox, the NFL on Fox, going where the players are in the off season. A lot of them used to go to Arizona. So there he is at this spa in Panama and says, oh, look who I found. And he puts Kenny Clark on camera. So I'm like, wait, what's the name of this place? And I start tracking it down.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's a place that does stem cell research surgery. And, you know, you still can't get that in the United States. And sometimes, you know, Bart Starr used to get those treatments in Mexico after his stroke. There's this place down in Panama that some of the players have been going. And today, Kenny Clark revealed at the end of the game in Brazil on, you know, he hinted. He didn't want to come right out and say it. He thought it was a sloppy field. He injures his big right toe, whether it was turf or broken. He played on that bad toe all season, and in January had surgery on it. So now he's not quite 100%. He has been participating in the OTAs. You see him out there, you know, in rotation, but he hopes that the way things are going, and then some time off here after next week's mandatory mini camp, some more rest. He feels he should be 100%. That would be 6 months after the surgery and the treatments that he had for that at that place in Panama. So that's going on. The other thing we learned is this, and this is something that, you know, Lucas Van Ness was into year two, and now it's like mid-season, and people are like, where is this Van Ness guy? You know, what's going on? And where is the pass rush? And where's Rashawn Gary? We paid him all this money, and his productivity seems to have dropped off. And around December, Lucas Van Ness had two games back-to-back where he had a sack and some hurries, and finally it seemed like he was coming to life. And part of me wanted to know, you know, they kept on talking about, well, it's the first year for the new defense. Well, it's the first year for Vic Fangio and the Eagles. Didn't seem to affect them any.
Right.
Right? So, I wasn't buying that, but I got Lucas to tell me off mic to say, it's my thumb. Now, he'd been on the injury report a week or two before with the thumb, but then, and he left a game with that, but he came back. Now, he messed that thumb up early in the season. He played 10 weeks with a bad thumb, and he couldn't grip guys. And when he started getting those two sacks and those hurries, that's when he finally, like, the hand felt better until he jacked it up again, and it bothered him again pretty much toward the end of the season. Today, I didn't have an intimate moment where I could say, so did you have surgery on it, or just did it heal on it? I believe from a previous interview he did off-season here, he said he was able to heal on his own. But, you know, that's what he was dealing with. So these guys are revealing injuries that they played the whole season with. You know, they're using that as a reason that maybe they could have been more productive. They also love their new defensive line coach, Covington. And I get that, because the guy that he replaced, Rebovich, was an outside linebacker coach and not a Halfley guy. And now they bring in a guy who worked under Bill Belichick for 8 years, working Belichick's defensive line, and then as a defensive coordinator for the Patriots. And I thought it was very impressive. When we talked to him, I said to him, you know, what do you think you got here? And Kenny Clark, Lucas Van Ness, you know, Rashawn Gary, he goes, are you kidding me? I never had a first round pick. You know, he had Lawrence Guy all those years, former
right.
Packer.
Yep.
You know, Bill, he went out and used his draft picks. Oh, I need a running back. Oh, I need a wide receiver. You know, he didn't build like this on the defensive line. I got three first round draft picks to work with. Yeah, we're going to be fine. So apparently, Covington, the new defensive line coach, is flipping back to a technique that they used before, and I'm trying to break exactly what that means, but I guess it's more of, instead of last year was more like play the run first, then go to the quarterback, it will be just the opposite. Play the quarterback first, and then worry about contain secondly. And there's the hand-to-hand techniques thing that I'll be looking for more closely now that I know this, from the stuff that we got from Van Ness, Rashawn Gary, and Kenny Clark. And then at the end of the day today, Van Ness, I'm looking for, I say, okay, look, Lucas, you come here, and you guys, you know, you go to the 49ers, you lose, they go to the Super Bowl. You play with the Eagles, they go to the Super Bowl and win. You know, what's the feeling with you guys? Like, are you getting closer, or are you getting further behind as a team? You're all getting your third or fourth year on this team. Now is the time, right? And LaFleur's going into his seventh year, and you got a new president coming on. And he says, well, you know, like, we're going to KC's house. We've been going every week in the off season. KC, Kenny Clark. These guys are getting together Thursday through Saturday nights, getting a bucket of wings and some spread of food, and watching football tape till 9 o'clock on Saturday nights
wow.
together. So that's the level of off-season commitment coming out of Philadelphia where they say, we need to get better. We need to raise the bar. And that's being led by Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark and all those other younger guys they've got on the line.
I have only one more for you. And that's it. I see Marshawn Lloyd was actually on the field and healthy today. Do the beat writers have a pool as to when he'll miss the next practice?
No, they're not that sick. Okay. They're sick, but they're not that sick. No, and, I mean, to get out there for the first time at the first OTA, and there he is, you know, not even on the sidelines. You know, there's Christian Watson running sprints up and down the field from an ACL that he suffered January 9th. And or fifth, and you know, where the hell is 32? Because I've got no data on Marshawn Lloyd from all the time he missed last year, and then just when they thought they were going to get him back, then he has the appendicitis. How can he not be, you know, ready to go for OTAs? I saw him, you know, during warm-ups, and you know, the word is it was a hamstring. Today, LaFleur said, yeah, you know, he was working out the day after the loss to the Eagles and working hard. Had a setback a couple weeks ago. But, you know, we're going to get him on the field. Now, today, Ben Sermons, the running back coach, had him last in the running backs in individual drills. I mean, there was like seven guys ahead of him, including Emmanuel Wilson.
Well, work your way back up the depth chart then. I think that's fair.
He had him at the end of it. So
yeah.
There's a little bit of that time to get out of the hot tub stuff going on, too, with Marshawn Lloyd. But, you know, they still swear about it. Well, they used a third-round pick on him last year, right?
I think he could be a stud, but he's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, and that speed. So we saw that. I saw Jordan Love throw two beautiful, I mean, rockets. I haven't seen passes like that in a couple of years. And one to Jaden Reed. He had Dobbs under pressure, you know, for like a two-point conversion. A special teams ran a little trick play that I won't give you any more details. I think Bisaccia wants me to try and throw that out there, and I won't.
It's on Twitter. On Twitter already.
Their guys are taking the bait.
Guys, it's already out there. Zach Tom caught a touchdown pass. Yeah, I saw.
They're taking the bait. Yeah. So they put that out there. So that kind of fun. I'll tell you as to this. Today's OTA was a pretty good session. A lot of 11-on-11, some 7-on-7. But they were moving the ball. The first team was moving the ball. And the other one you're watching is on defense. It's Lucas Van Ness. Again, they're moving him inside.
No, I'm not buying this. No. Not going to sucker me in a Lucas Van Ness talk. I'm not going to do it. Nope.
And guess who's out there on the right side, kind of, you know, way outside the tackle? Is 57. Bretton Cox, the kid out of Florida.
Yeah, there's a lot of hope for Cox. I believe in Cox more than I believe in Van Ness at this point. If we're gonna say, who do you think makes a jump this year, I would take Bretton Cox Jr. over Lucas Van Ness. Who would you take?
Well, apparently Jeff Hafley agrees with you, Sparky.
Well, he's a smart guy. I like that half.
We're lining up right now, yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy. Mike Clemens, you are amazing as always. SiriusXM and a WRN insider. Follow him on Twitter as well. And again, when we talk about Mike Clemens, you have to understand the man has seen so much in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that you'd be a fool not to follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens, NFL. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sparky. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.